From the WGXC Newsroom, this is The Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June the 12th through Sunday, June the 14th. I'm Philip Grant. Sam Pratt reported in his blog, in a letter to Supervisor Matt Morrell and members of the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Economic Development Committee, Stockport lawyer-turned-baker Louise Rodback reacted to news of the decision to remove Kenneth Flood as the Columbia County Economic Development Corporation's part-time executive director. She wrote that to simply remove Flood was terrible. She called on the reorganization to also include the dismissal of conflicted board members, the hiring of new counsel who knows what conflicts of interest are, and the imposition of term limits. Rodback also urged the organization to be opened up to public oversight and monitoring. She wrote that if a significant reorganization of the agency board and its operations does not happen immediately, it is her hope the Board of Supervisors will immediately revoke all CEDC fundings. In an effort to reorganize, the CEDC announced on Thursday, June the 11th, that it would dismiss Flood and replace him with a full-time executive director. The announcement came approximately 24 hours after the Columbia County Board of Supervisors voted to authorize an audit of the agency's loan procedures during the past 5 years. The decision to audit the agency came after a report by the State Authority's Budget Office found potential conflicts of interest related to the proposed Ginsburg development deal and other matters. According to a report by Arthur Cassano in the Register-Star, the CEDC receives approximately $437,000 a year from Columbia County to fund a wide variety of economic development projects. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that Nick Haddad has announced that he will not run for mayor of Hudson less than 3 months after he declared his candidacy. The announcement came after Haddad failed to secure the endorsement of the Hudson Democratic Committee. The committee instead chose to endorse Hudson School Board member Tiffany Martin Hamilton. Hamilton is expected to face incumbent Republican William H. Hallenbach, Jr. in the general election. In other announcements, Tom DiPietro, a WGXC programmer and volunteer, has declared his intent to run for Common Council president, and Michael Chimides was last week selected chairman of the city committee, replacing Victor Mendolia, another WGXC programmer. Mendolia, with the Democratic nod for Common Council president, will face off against DiPietro and projected Republican candidate Claudia DiStefano on November the 3rd. Ryan Anglum reported in the Daily Mail that the Catskill Town Board decided on Friday, June the 12th, to abolish three civil service code enforcement positions and privatize its code enforcement department. Pending the successful completion of contract negotiations, the duties and responsibilities will be handed over to Santo Associates, a private agency based on Main Street in Catskill. The department specializes in building department services. The town board's decision left three people unemployed. According to Anglum, the action took everyone by surprise, with the affected employees being notified at 10 a.m. the morning of the board's action. Code enforcement employee Edward Ferrado said, and I quote, "We couldn't pack up our stuff fast enough. We had a couple of hours and that was it. No warning, no notice," end quote. Michael Richardson, a municipal consultant for the town, called the decision, and I quote, "more or less revenue neutral," end quote. Finally, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced this week the discovery on Tuesday, June the 2nd, of the death of the oldest banded bald eagle in the nation to date. According to the bald eagle's leg banner number, it was 38 years old. Records indicate the bird was a nestling originally brought from northern Minnesota as part of New York's Bald Eagle Restoration Program, one of only five young eagles raised and released at the Montezuma National Wildlife Refuge in the second year of the program. The eagle was banded at a few months of age in Seneca Falls, Seneca County, in August of 1977. Once it reached breeding age in 1981, it began nestling at Hemlock Lake, now part of Hemlock Kansas State Forest. It was found along the side of the road in Henrietta in Monroe County. It was believed to have been struck by a motor vehicle. Now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York. There continues to be a chance of thunderstorms the morning of Monday, June the 15th. Thunderstorms will be capable of producing heavy rainfall, which may cause minor flooding of urban and poor drainage areas. An isolated flash flood cannot be ruled out. Thunderstorms are possible again on Tuesday, June the 16th. For today, the National Weather Service predicts showers and possible thunderstorm, mainly before 2 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Some of those storms could produce heavy rain. The temperature high today will be near 71 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 80%. For Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60 degrees. The chance of precipitation tonight is 30%. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 7 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 63. On Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. And on Thursday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 77 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:32 p.m., the length of the day, 15 hours and 15 minutes. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 15th day of June, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.